Some 50 people crammed into a conference room at Senator Jack Reed's Cranston office. The senator is in Washington, but the group spoke with an aide and Reed's local chief of staff, Raymond Simone. Organizer Jane Tucker of Pawtucket had news for the group. Reed had just put out a statement on Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General, Senator Jeff Sessions.
Jack Reed has said that he is not going to vote for Sessions. So I think we
But the appointment of Sessions is just one of a litany of issues these constituents have, ranging from executive orders on immigration to cabinet picks. Tucker called on Reed to speak with the group directly.
These cabinet nominations are huge. Like, we need to talk to him about these things now. So I don't know if I can speak for the group, but I think we need a meeting with Senator Reed. Yes.
Applause quickly turned to jeers when Reed's chief of staff, Simone, failed to offer a date for a meeting.
That's not good enough.
That's not acceptable.
You're representing him, right?
I'll speak for myself. I am more concerned than I have ever been about the state of my country.
Sophia Cohen of Warwick says she's frustrated with Reed and the rest of the state's congressional delegation, who are all Democrats. Cohen wishes they'd be more public in protesting the Trump administration, following the lead of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Vermont's Bernie Sanders.
I just feel like, you know, they are as close to being at the table as we in this room feel we can get. And we will take our issues to the street, but we also need to take our issues to the people who can speak for us.
Reed has already released many statements opposing some of Trump's key cabinet picks, his executive orders, and statements the president has made about torture and voter fraud. He's recently come out against Trump advisor Steve Bannon being allowed to sit on the National Security Council, and Reed is one of dozens of senators sponsoring legislation to rescind Trump's executive order on immigration. But Matthew O'Halloran of Providence says he feels Reed and other Democrats are playing politics.
They're not vocal enough. They're not visible enough. They hide behind spokespersons and prepared statements. And we want to see them stand up and be angry about this. This is something that they can be angry about.
Organizer Jane Tucker called the meeting a step in the right direction and vowed to return to lawmakers' offices at least once a week for the next 100 days. Like many who voted for Trump during the election, it is now these progressives who worry their voices aren't being heard. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.